Rove McManus, Sam Frost. Today FM.
It is 19 minutes to 7 and we've got this lovely lady in the studio.
Kat Hoyas is an all-round entertainer who can act, sing and dance and is playing one of the lead characters in the new Channel 9 series, Here Comes the Habibs. The show is about an Australian-Lebanese family who win the lottery and move into one of Aussie's richest suburbs to live their dream life. This continues a long tradition of fish-out-of-water type shows that include Acropolis Now, The Family Law and The Kumars at Number 42. I can't wait for a show set in the near future where global warming has melted the Arctic and we get Here Float the Inuit.
Clock it in. I said it first. Kat Hoyas, good morning.
Good morning. Hi. G'day, g'day.
Are you so excited that this show is finally happening? Because this is one of Channel 9's big announcements at the end of last year.
Yeah, it's a huge one for them and a massive risk as well. So, you know.
Risk why?
Because of what's entailed within it. It's, you know, sort of unique and different and challenging for, I guess, Australian audiences to open up and see something new.
Well, it's the sort of thing that's been very prominent. I know SBS has done a lot of stuff with the guys from Pizza and stuff like that. So for it to be on Channel 9, like you say, and it's not, we haven't got an all Caucasian cast.
Yeah.
That's a big deal for a commercial network.
I think it wouldn't be as well responded if it was Here Come the Smiths or Here Come the Jones.
No Smiths, they're so generic.
I bet
generic.
The Smiths, they're so dull.
Bit bland.
Yes.
I was going to say, what do we expect? So I've only seen the promos. We haven't got any sneak peeks or anything like some media people. So what do we expect? I'm excited for it.
I think to expect the unexpected.
Oh, that's a hook.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know what my unexpected is.
I know. Where do I set the bar?
Tell us about your character.
Layla. Well, I think, she's 16, so just think about every sort of teen that exists at the moment and what they're like. So a little bit social media crazy.
Yeah.
Likes the idea of fame and fortune, and finally it comes her way. So what she can dream of is really her fingertips.
Now, it looks like this is, because the family win the lottery, they've suddenly got all this money, they buy this huge mansion, which must have been shot at a big mansion.
Yes.
It looks like it's like next to Malcolm Turnbull's place or something. Like,
we shot it out of Woolwich.
Great set. Normally you're shooting in some dodgy studio somewhere out in Willoughby.
And they're building it for you and you're like, oh, it's cardboard. But no, this is all real, so I couldn't complain about going there for 5 weeks and pretending to live it up.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Yeah, every actor's dream.
And so it's only a 6 weeks run, you were saying?
Yeah, 6 weeks.
Great. Okay, so it's a nice little dipping the toe in the water, testing the audience.
So I don't think it's hard for people to commit.
No, I think
it's
great.
Not at all.
Not a huge ask.
Do you think it's odd that people have been getting a bit fired up about the fact that this is a multicultural show and that it's you know, it's not being embraced in the positive way it should?
I don't think it's odd. I think, in a way, that people are just not used to it. So when something is unknown to people and foreign, they kind of question it and go, why I'm not...
They would get fired up if it was an all-white cast. They get fired up about anything. Don't worry about it. Just have a good time.
No.
Sound like you said fired up for a second there.
Yeah. People might fart about it.
They
Who knows?
While they were getting fired up.
They might get that angry.
Yeah.
They blow up.
And so what happens during the run of the show? We've got kooky neighbours, they're not getting along, it's all fish out of water stuff. Give us some idea of what we're in for.
Yeah, you've got all types of comedy in there. So there's parody, satire, black comedy. I think we try and touch, it's pretty simple premise. I mean, two neighbours from different neighbourhoods come in together and what happens with that? So just think about your own neighbours or people that you know that you don't quite like in your neighbourhood. Yes, they play the music too loud and what's this smell coming from next door? I've never smelt this before. What is it? It's food.
And like was mentioned in the introduction too, like there is a grand tradition of these type of shows in the past and hopefully this can add to it.
Yeah.
Now you have a box.
Yes, I was going to say, I have a little treat here.
A little goodie box.
All right.
So who wants to open it out of you two?
Oh, Roeville.
What do you do? Okay, all right.
Well, you can do it together.
Here you go,
Roeville. Okay, so we've got, here come the Habib's box. Is it a baked good? Am I going to eat something?
I don't know.
What
I'm starving,
so what are you being so mysterious for?
Maybe
I'm asking
how I
what
live.
Your show's but about and you're like, ooh, I'm like I can't Batman. Say. Oh, my God. What is this? Look
what
at that. You've baked.
Oh, yum.
Yes.
I'm starving.
I've been up since yesterday.
Oh. Okay.
Now, am I going to be incredibly insensitive if I give a comment as to what I think? Is this like a baklava type thing?
Yes. That's
is it
what
baklava?
It is. Or pahlewa.
Oh, I like the way you use that. Is this like baklava?
Is it like the baklava?
Is this like one of them things you put on your face to rob a bank with? Oh, that looks tasty.
Are you going to have one?
Have a look.
Yeah,
I
of
have,
course.
Yeah, try one.
I don't know if I've ever had one before.
Really?
Oh. They look like croissants. Oh, wow.
They're really sweet.
Well, are they?
But they're nice. Delicious. Tasty. They're deceiving too, because you have one and you think, oh, it's a small treat, but really you've just had about 10 Mars bars.
Well, according to Kat, everybody who watches Here Come the Habibs tonight, 8:30 or 9, gets a box of baklava.
That's right. Straight from my kitchen.
Straight from her kitchen. Kat Hoyers, good luck with it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
We're dobbing in tight asses next. Do you know one? Oh, we want to know. Rove and Sam, Today FM, 30 minutes to 7.